Jerry. You have a good Memorial Day. It's good to talk to you. Maybe Paul will jump in there. He'll be lurking around here somewhere here in a minute. Anyone GNO, I'll be monitoring.
Buddy. Talk to you later. And others, Mark and Bradley and whoever else is in there, the listeners, esteemed listeners, as Jason says, 7-3, everyone. In 4i jail.
4i jail, monitor.
4WML, good to hear you on.
Mark here. I'm just sitting here tinkering in the garage, messing with some brass, staying busy, doing some inventory, all that kind of good stuff. Tinkering, really. Retirement tinkering, I call it.
I'm for it. And somebody the other day was talking about people in the ham radio hobby that were hoarders. But you know, if you're a maker or a tinkerer, you need inventory. And so that's where you get all that stuff. We don't have a whole lot of people anymore in the hobby that are hoarders, tinkerers, or makers. But they are out there. And they do some interesting things. And that's, you know, really, Mark, you'd be a good one to give a presentation at a club meeting sometime.
Spend money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really. No, I heard you talking to Bruce about the radio, RC planes and stuff. I had a friend that was a similar situation. He loved to build them, but he would not fly them. And he had a really good friend who loved to fly them, but he didn't like to build them. So they made a pretty good team. And one of the guys, the one that built them and didn't want to fly them, was an artist by trade, and he owned a sign company here in Knoxville, Joe Parrott. And Bud was his name. He was Joe's son. And we used to watch him fly those things, and I'll tell you, he had some really, really nice biplanes, all kinds of stuff, and his artistic talent showed as well. He had some paint jobs and things that were very nice. And then we saw some weird stuff, flying lawnmowers, a witch on a broom. There were some others.
Yeah, some other people at the airfield. I'm an old retired aircraft mechanic, military, and have civilian A&P, but I don't build with wood a lot, but I like to mechanically make sure my planes that I do have are definitely up to snuff, you know, as far as aircraft quality.
You know, referring to back what I said earlier, we do have a helicopter mechanic that's in the club, and you and Heath probably have some stories to tell.
Once you get your FAA A&P license, you're authorized to study, to learn, to work, and everything from a hot air balloon to the space shuttle.
Well, this gentleman, I'm trying to remember his name. It'll come to me in a second. I think he said he worked on Apache helicopters or some derivative thereof. And but a very quiet individual and very, very pleasant, very nice. Met he and his wife at the club meeting, not club meeting, at the ham fest a couple of years ago. And it's interesting what people do that they don't talk about and you really never know, but, you know, it makes for really good conversation. And I didn't get to talk to him much about helicopters necessarily, but he did. I missed an opportunity at the Potapalooza, he was there, to ask him about the Jesus nut there on the recent helicopter crash that we had in the news. I still like to ask him about that whenever I bump into him again.
If you ever come over, I'll show you the Jesus nut on a remote control helicopter.
Having one come loose on there's nothing to say. Just you got a couple of seconds to say your goodbyes.
That is. No water rotation at all there.
When I worked, we had everybody back in the day. This was in the 90s. All the hospitals wanted a helicopter. A trauma center and everything else. You know, UT's got the biggie. And they're well known for it, and they do quite well with it. I think Baptist wanted to have something similar, so they had their helicopter.